and what do you meant by them?
Well, I think the article will give some good context to what it says. I was unaware that it came out yesterday, and I guess they leaked a few quotes. But, you know, I think in terms of, I don't know what you're referring to specifically, but I think the article will give some really good context when it comes out.
There's a quote in the article I looked at this morning where he asks you if there's a double standard because of the color of your skin, and you say that it's hard for you to believe that there isn't based on what you see. And then it's unclear as to what you're referring to, if you're referring to Twitter, to people in the public, or to me. Do you want to be specific for us?
Yeah, I think, no, in terms of that quote, I'm definitely referring to, you know, social media and that sort of stuff. And I mean, nobody's ever, and I don't think anybody ever will come up directly to my face and say anything negative. So it's more so on that, and anybody can go on and have a look for themselves.
So this is your, let's just be specific, no one can imagine what it's like, it's probably awful, but you're talking about things that are said about you on Twitter.
Twitter, anything, social media. I don't have a lot of the social media. I have a Twitter account, but that's pretty much it, and just different things that, you know, people can hide behind a computer and say what they want.
Evander, one of the quotes is, a good portion of it is because I'm black and I'm not afraid to say that. What are you referring to?
What I just talked about.
You're referring to comments that people make in social media?
Yeah.
Do you think you get more hockey criticism, too, because of it?
No, I mean, hockey. In terms of hockey criticism, I think that's part of the job description. You know, that comes with the territory, and that's what you expect. If you can't handle that, you got some issues. But, you know, I'm more than open to willing to accept criticism in terms of my on-ice play, and if I'm responsible for anything off-ice, more than willing to accept that as well. But, you know, when it goes unwarranted, you know, you kind of get sick and tired of it a little bit.
With relation to, say, the response that people had to your picture with the money, the way people react to things you may or may not put in your hair, things like that.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's all part of people just not understanding some of the influences in your life and some of the values?
Well, I don't know if you want to get in. I don't know if it's that detailed, but or that deep. But you know, in terms of the money picture and the haircuts, I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If that's gonna ruin your day, if that's gonna upset you, if that's gonna cause you to lose sleep, I mean, it's really not you know, a concern of mine. You know, my concern is playing hockey, and you know, I don't go out and try to hurt other people. In terms of you know, my personal life, I think I'm a pretty good guy, and you know, I do what I can to help other people out.
If you played in New York or Chicago or Boston, would you face these same sorts of questions and issues?
Probably not. They got bigger things to talk about in New York.
So is this a Winnipeg issue?
I don't know. I think you know, it's a fishbowl, and it's part of the job description, part of the territory.
Because, you know, your persona and what you like and what you do in the NBA or the NFL goes over just fine, but in the hockey world, it's different.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you look at the American markets, it's, you know, sports is an entertainment business as well, and I think that's what fans come to see is entertainment, and that's what they come to watch hockey for. But, you know, there's different things that can entertain people, but at the same time, it's just, you know, what I like to do, and whether it's a shiny suit or a new haircut or, you know, me coming in with a money suit, you know, we'll see what happens, but it's just the way I am, and I'm not breaking any laws or, you know, do anything illegal.
You don't seem like you're trying to make statements. You just seem like you're trying to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, hockey's a fun game. I mean, I wouldn't trade playing in the NHL for anything in the world. I mean, I love what I do, and I'm lucky to be where I am.
Evander, you and I talked one time. I don't know if this is fair to bring it up in this context or not, but you talked about your father's advice to you as a young player and having to deal with maybe some of these issues. Has that helped you to prepare for what you're dealing with now?
For sure. I think, you know, from a young age, you know, my family was very supportive of me and, you know, helped me through some things, you know, when I was younger, and prepared me for a lot of things